需要来思考。
And in our lives, there are many questions that we must think about.
比方说，怎么把书读好
？For example, how we should study.
这是学生的问题。
And this is the question of students.
接下来就是怎么能够找到好的工作
？And next is how do we find a good job?
这是毕业生的问题。
And this is the question of graduating students.
那结婚以后的问题就是怎么能够让婚姻美满
？And after you get married, the question is how do you have a wonderful marriage?
那再来的问题就是怎么让我们的家庭能够幸福
？And then next, the question is how do we have a good family?
所以人有很多的问题，我们需要来思考。
And so we have a lot of questions that we must think about.
但是保罗的一生，他问两个问题。
But throughout Paul's life, he asked two questions.
这个两个问题影响他的一生非常大。
And these two questions had a great impact on his life.
我们就来思想这两个问题对我们又代表什么意义。
So let us think about these two questions and what they represent to us.
我们现在看《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to Acts.
《使徒行传》二十二章
，Acts chapter 22，
第八节
，verse 8，
《使徒行传》二十二章第八节
，Acts chapter 22, verse 8. Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. He replied.
这个在前面里面在讲保罗归主的经过
，and here it talks about the conversion of Paul.
他本来要马往大马士革去逼迫基督徒。
And before he was going to Damascus to persecute the Christians.
结果在第六节，他将到大马士革的时候，忽然有大光照耀他。
And in verse 6, it records that when he came near Damascus, there was a bright light that shone upon him.
第七节说，保罗就扑倒在地上。
Verse 7, it says that Paul fell to the ground.
这是保罗信主的经过。
And this is how Paul came to believe.
很多的人很难相信神。
And a lot of people, it is very hard for them to believe in God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
看不见也摸不到。
You cannot see him and you cannot touch him.
要相信那看不见摸不到的神，需要信心。
And for you to believe in a God that you cannot see or touch, this requires faith.
但很多人很难有这个信心。
But a lot of people, it is very hard for them to have this kind of faith.
所以信仰很难建立。
And so it is very hard for them to establish their faith.
但是主耶稣来到世间。
But when Jesus came to this earth,
却带给我们信主很有力量的方法。
He gave us Christians a very powerful way.
我们看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
第二节。
This we proclaim concerning the word of life. Verse 2, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
这里说起初原有生命之道。
And here it says, in the beginning there was the word of life.
这个生命是看不见的，道也是看不见的。
You cannot see this word and you cannot see this life.
但是下面说是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼摸过的。
But later on, it says that we have seen it and we have heard it and testified to it.
那到底是怎么一回事？
So what is happening here?
第二节说这生命已经显现出来。
In verse 2, it says that the life has appeared.
这个生命的显现就是主耶稣降世为人。
And this appearance of the life is when Jesus came to this world.
他好像我们一样是一个人活在这个地上三十年。
And he was in the form of humans, and he lived on this earth for 30 years.
所以他周围的人可以看见他，可以听见他，可以摸见摸到他。
So the people around him, they could see him, they could hear him, and they could touch him.
用这种方法来认识他。
And so they came to know him through this method.
今天我们要相信主耶稣。
For us to believe in Jesus today.
我们可以来 了解他所说的话。
We can come to understand his word.
从他的话里面来认识他。
And we can come to know him through his word.
在整个圣经里面，主耶稣讲过的话大概600句。
And in the whole Bible, there are about 600 phrases said by Jesus.
有很多英文圣经把它用红字画出来。
And a lot of English Bibles have the words of Jesus in red.
这600句的话改变世界非常的大。
And these 600 words or phrases spoken by Jesus have changed the world.
因为主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
Because what Jesus says is the truth.
是生命。
And it is the life.
所以能够改变人。
So it can change people.
第二个方法。
So the second way.
就是看到主耶稣做的事情。
Is to see the work of God.
主耶稣在世界上他曾经医病曾经赶鬼。
When Jesus was in this world, he healed the sick and he cast out demons.
曾经叫死人复活。
And he raised the dead.
所以很多人很惊讶，这个人不是拿撒勒人吗？
And so a lot of people were very surprised and they thought, isn't this a person from Nazareth?
为什么拿撒勒人可以这样做这些事情呢？
If he is a person from Nazareth, how could he do such things?
所以他们就了解，原来他就是神，成为人来世界。
And so they came to understand that he was God in the form of man.
所以今天很多人他能够相信神，就是看到神很有能力的作为。
And for a lot of people today, they can come to believe because they have seen the work of God.
神看不见。
Even though they cannot see God.
但是神的能力显明就是神迹。
But they can see the power of God through miracles.
那他就知道有神的存在。
And so they come to know the existence of God.
那第三个方法就是对神个人的体验。
And the third way is to have a personal experience with God.
我们想保罗是一个很有教育的人。
We know that Paul was very well educated.
是一个很有思想的人。
And he has his own thoughts.
也是对犹太教非常热心的人。
And he was very fervent towards the Jewish community.
那这样的一个人怎么有可能改变他呢？
And so how could you change such a person?
所以我们常常也觉得说啊，我很难带我爸爸来信耶稣。
And sometimes you may think, I want to bring my father to Christ.
但是很困难。
But this is very difficult.
因为他的想法深根蒂固，他的个性已经定型了。
Because his character and his thoughts have already been well established.
有的姐妹就想，我很难带领我先生来信主。
And a lot of sisters, it's very difficult for them to bring their husbands to Christ.
因为我的先生很固执。
Because their husbands may be very stubborn.
他有自己的想法。
They have their own thoughts.
他怎么可能信耶稣呢？
And so how can they come to believe in Christ?
但是我们所拜的神是无所不能的。
But the God that we worship is almighty.
保罗信耶稣，不是主耶稣派一个人把他变倒了，说他才信。
And when Paul came to Christ, it was not through a person.
把他驳倒了。
Who pushed him over.
不把他的头，把他用什么
？Who converted him? Convinced him.
用就是变就是用理论上跟他变倒了。
So it was not through a person who debated with him and convinced him.
神用光照他。
But it was through the light of Christ.
然后他扑倒了。
And that is how he came to He fell.
这个就是他信耶稣的开始。
And that was how he came to know Christ.
所以一个最困难的人要信耶稣，神有最简单的方法。
So for a difficult person to come to Christ, Jesus has the easiest way.
95年我们教会传到莫斯科。
In 1995, our church preached to Moscow.
Yeah, Moscow, Russia.
In Russia.
因为这个苏维埃垮解体了 ，USSR 解体了。
Because the USSR had
解体了
collapse. It collapsed.
所以这个开始开放宗教自由。
So they had freedom of religion.
我们在短短的三个月里面。
So in a short period of time, in 3 months,
这个教会的成长从没有一个人变成30个人。
The church grew from 0 members to 30.
这是实在是不可能的。
And this is something that seemed impossible.
因为他们从小在共产思想长大，就是没有神，一切都是物质。
Because they grew up in a communist society where they did not know God.
那这样的人，你要怎么让他信耶稣呢？
So this kind of person, how would you lead them to Christ?
我三月到莫斯科去，95年。
So in 1995, I went to Moscow in March.
遇到一个姐妹, 她曾经在北京大学教过物理。
And I met a sister who taught in Beijing University.
物理, physics.
Physics.
头脑非常好。
And so she was very smart.
她说她刚刚来慕道的时候, 她听啊, 她觉得, 哦, 这个我没有办法接受。
So when she first came, she thought that she could not accept the truth.
我们一翻开圣经就是以神为开始。
Because once you open the Bible, that is the beginning of God.
啊, 什么都是从神开始。
Because everything starts from God.
但是在最后一次祷告,
but in the last prayer,
神的灵降在他身上,
the Spirit of God came upon her.
他就得圣灵了,
and she received the Holy Spirit.
就是跟我们祷告一样。
And she started praying like us.
好像一个小孩子, 你很难跟他解释什么叫做电。
And like a little child, it is very hard for you to explain to the child what electricity is.
但是他摸到了电, 他知道有电。
But once they touch electricity, they know what it is.
所以这个姐妹得到圣灵。
So this sister received the Holy Spirit.
她知道有神。
And she knew there was a God.
所以她说啊, 我的信耶稣真的是神迹。
And she knew that she came to believe, and this was a miracle.
我从一个无神论者变成一个很虔诚的基督徒。
She went from an atheist to a very devout Christian.
就是因为她对主耶稣有体验。
Because she had personal experience of God.
所以今天我们要带领人来信主, 如果他对神有体验, 这不是困难的。
So today, if we want to lead someone to Christ and they have personal experience with God, then it is not difficult.
那保罗信主就是一个证明。
And Paul's conversion to Christ is evidence of this.
主耶稣用大光照他, 扑倒, 就是他信主的开始。
God used a light to shine upon him and he fell to the ground. This is how he came to believe in Christ.
那他问主耶稣两个问题。
So he asked God two questions.
因为有声音说, 你为什么逼迫我?
Because there was a voice who said, why do you persecute me?
那他就问, 主啊, 你是谁?
And he asked, who are you, Lord?
这个问题使他跟主耶稣建立亲密的关系。
And this question enabled him to establish a very intimate relationship with God.
我们要知道保罗是谁。
We need to know who Paul is.
保罗是一个法利赛人。
And Paul was a Pharisee.
啊, 他非常的, 熟悉这个摩西的律法。
And he was very familiar with the law of Moses.
啊, 所以因为宗教的热忱, 他逼迫耶稣。
And because of his zeal for his religion, he persecuted Christians.
这是因为他对主耶稣不认识。
And this is because he did not know Christ.
所以他问说主啊, 到底你是谁?
So he asked God, who are you, Lord?
那他知道了,以后他的整个人生有个很大的改变。
And after he knew the answer, there was a great change in his life.
他从逼迫耶稣变成一个最爱主耶稣的人。
He changed from being a person who persecuted Christians to a person who loved God.
所以我们人生有一个很重要的问题, 我们需要问。
So there is a very important question we must ask in our lives.
到底主耶稣是谁?
And that is, who is God?
全世界最畅销的一本书是圣经。
The best-selling book in the world is the Bible.
最多人读的一本书是圣经。
And the most read book in the world is the Bible.
影响世界最深的一本书是圣经。
And the book that influences the most people is the Bible.
但是圣经的中心人物就是耶稣。
And the central character in the Bible is God.
所以为什么这么多人相信耶稣?
So why do all these people come to believe in God?
为什么主耶稣改变了这么多人的生命?
And how has God changed the lives of so many people?
这个值得我们来思想。
This is something worthy of us to think about.
我们来看罗马书的第10章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 10.
啊, 罗马书的第10章。
Romans chapter 10.
第一节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved.
第二节。
Verse 2. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge.
第三节。
Verse 3, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness.
第四节,
Verse 4, Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
啊, 这个地方说, 犹太人向神有热心。
And here it says the Jewish, they have a zeal for God.
犹太人到现在还是在读旧约。
until this till this day, they are still reading the Old Testament.
我们教会牛啊，这个伊丽莎白教会对面就是一个犹太人的社区中心学校。
And across the mall church in Elizabeth, there is a Jewish community.
每到礼拜六，你可以看到全家大小穿的黑色的衣服，戴着帽子，全家到会堂敬拜神。
And every Saturday, you will see families dressed in black with their children and wearing their hats, and they go to worship God.
整个街道充满着他们到充满着犹太人要到教会去聚会。
And the whole streets are filled with Jewish people going to worship.
所以犹太人的向神有热心，这是真的。
And so it is true that the Jewish have a zeal for God.
但是为什么他们没有办法接受耶稣？
But why are they unable to accept Jesus?
这里说不是按着真知识。
And here it says that their zeal is not based on knowledge.
那什么是真知识？
So what is knowledge?
第三节告诉我们，在圣经里面义有两种。
In verse 3 it tells us that in the Bible there are two types of righteousness.
一个是神的义。
One comes from God.
一个是自己想要立的义。
And one is the righteousness that you want to establish yourself.
什么叫做自己想要立的义？
And so what is this righteousness that you want to establish yourself?
对犹太人来讲就是守律法。
And for the Jewish, that is to abide by the law.
律法就是神的标准。
And the law is the standards of God.
律法本来是好的。
And the law was a good thing.
律法是完全的。
It was perfect.
但是人的软弱，没有办法完全遵守律法。
But because of the weakness of man, we cannot keep all the laws.
那没有办法遵守律法就是罪。
And if we are unable to keep the laws, then we sin.
所以这个叫做自己的义。
So this is your own righteousness.
那什么叫做神的义？
And so what is God's righteousness?
神的义就是主耶稣为我们成全的救恩。
And God's righteousness is that Jesus brought salvation for us.
今天我们只要相信主耶稣。
Today if we believe in Jesus,
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He died for our sins on the cross.
为我们罪付出的赎价就是他的宝血，他的生命。
And he paid the price for our sins, which is his blood and his life.
所以他人生的最后一句话叫做成了。
And so the last sentence he said in his life was that it is completed.
就是救恩已经完成了。
That is, salvation is completed.
所以今天我们相信主耶稣。
So today when we come to believe in Christ,
我们就可以被称义。
We can be called righteous.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is his grace.
所以保罗不知道主耶稣所成就的义。
And so Paul did not know the salvation, the righteousness in salvation.
他一直想要守律法来成为一个义人。
He wanted to be a righteous person through the law.
这是不可能的。
But this was impossible.
所以他信主的时候。
So when he came to Christ.
他问说，主啊，你是谁？
He asked God, who are you?
结果因为这个问题，他开始走到主，追求主耶稣的义。
And because of this question, he began to pursue the righteousness of God.
今天有时候我们要带领人来信主。
Today, when we bring others to believe in God.
有很多人觉得我不需要耶稣。
A lot of people feel that they do not need God.
因为我的行为很好。
Because they have good behavior.
我都是凭良心做事。
And they do everything according to their conscience.
难道像我这样的人不能得救吗？
So they think, A person like me, can I not be saved?
那为什么一个人会觉得自己是义人呢？
So why would a person think that they are righteous?
因为他以自己的标准来衡量自己。
Because they measure themselves with their own standards.
但是如果我们以神的律法，比方说十诫，打开来看。
But if we look at God's standards, for example, the Ten Commandments.
前面四条是人跟神的关系。
The first four commandments is the relationship between God and man.
后面六条是人跟人的关系。
And the last six commandments is the relationship between man and man.
我们常常发现每一条我们都有不义。
And we see that we lack in each of the commandments.
所以圣经来说，人的义在神面前都是污秽的。
And so the Bible says that the righteousness of man in front of God is nothing.
律法把人圈在罪里面。
And so the law bounds people in sin.
那这样我们人才会想要来接受耶稣的救恩。
And because of this, we want to come to accept salvation.
所以今天我们需要常常来思想到底主耶稣是谁。
So today we need to think about who is God.
我们看腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第八节
Verse 8.
第三章第八节
Chapter 3, verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
这个地方保罗在提到他对主的认识。
And here Paul talks about his understanding of God.
他说主耶稣就是至宝。
And he says that
第八节中间主以认识主耶稣为至宝。
To know God as his treasure.
Yeah, 是最宝贵的。
That this is the most valuable thing to him.
因为这样他把世界看作粪土。
And because of this, he considered the things of the world rubbish.
这个不是世界没有价值。
That is not to say that this world does not have value.
我们人生有很多的理想，我们所要追求的都有它的价值。
And we have a lot of things that we want to pursue in this world that have value.
但是这个价值跟主耶稣来比较。
But these things, the value of these things compared to Christ.
因为主耶稣的价值太大了，所以世界的价值就变成了像粪土一样。
Because the value of Christ is so great, the things of this world become like rubbish.
所以认识主越深，我们越觉得他在人生中他是最宝贵的一个宝贝，一个财产。
And so when we come to know Jesus more, we realize that he is this great precious treasure in our lives.
比方说我们一生最向往什么？
For example, what do we want most in our lives?
我们活得越久，你越发现我们最向往就是平安。
And as we live longer, we realize that the thing we want most is peace.
平安在哪里？
And where is peace?
圣经说平安就是没有忧愁，没有害怕。
And the Bible records that peace is not to be afraid and not to have worries.
那平安在哪里？
So where is peace?
有钱就有平安吗？
If you have money, do you have peace?
好多有钱人啊，没有平安。
A lot of rich men do not have peace.
出名就有平安吗？
If you are famous, do you have peace?
你看好莱坞好多的电影明星。
And we see that there are a lot of movie stars in Hollywood.
他们要用安眠药，他们要用 drug.
And they have to take drugs.
他也没有平安。
They do not have peace.
到底平安在哪里？
So where is peace?
当主住在我们里面。
When God lives in us.
与我们同在。
And he abides with us.
我们就不怕了。
Then we will no longer fear.
我们就不会有忧虑了。
We will no longer have worries.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
他是至宝。
And he is his treasure.
有时候我们常常想，我们人活着要怎么才能够真的有喜乐？
So often we think, how do we live so that we can have joy?
我们仔细看，现在人物质生活的水准是以前所没有一个世代所有的。
And when we see the kind of standards today, our living standards, it is not like before.
但是现在人的空虚也是以前的人所很难有的，是没有体验过的。
But the emptiness that men feel today is something that people in the past have not felt either.
所以人在生活当中要用醉酒，要用毒药，要用犯罪的生活方式来刺激自己。
And so people have to stimulate themselves through using drugs or alcohol.
但是到底这个满足从哪里来？
And so where does this satisfaction come from?
有一天我们开始认识主耶稣。
One day when we come to know God.
他应许我们。
And he has a promise for
us. 我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里。
And that is that his joy will dwell in our hearts.
要让你的喜乐可以满足。
So that we will be satisfied.
忽然间我们发现人生最大的满足就是主耶稣与我们同在。
And then we will realize that the greatest satisfaction in life is the abidance of God.
所以越主耶稣越认识我们越发现耶稣就是至宝。
And so the more we know God, the more we will realize that he is a treasure.
当我们在年轻的时候我们很注重世界上的成就。
And when we are young, we want this kind of security from the world.
成就 achievement, 成就 achievement.
Achievement in this world.
我们注重我们要读什么学校。
We place great emphasis on the school that we want to go to.
我们要做什么工作。
What kind of job we will have.
但是等到我们达到五十岁以后。
But after we are older than 50 years old.
我们就开始想到人生的意义。
Then we will start to think about the meaning of life.
到底我这样活着有什么意义，有什么价值？
What is the meaning to this life I live and the value of it?
但是我们开始在思想这个问题。
When we start to think about this question,
我们会发现你很难找到答案。
We will realize that it is very difficult to find the answer.
那一直我们认识的主耶稣。
So the God that we know.
我们才知道主耶稣会给我们人生有意义。
We know that God will give meaning to our lives.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有他能够给我们人生永恒的盼望。
Because only He can give our lives eternal hope.
只有他能够解决死的问题。
And only He can have the solution to death.
人生的没有意义是因为死结束了一切。
The reason why there is no meaning to life is because death ends everything.
使我们一切的努力都归空。
And so all our efforts are in vain.
突然间我们发现在主里面我们人生的问题都解决了。
But we realize that in Christ, all the problems in our life are solved.
所以我们人活着很重要一个问题就是认识神。
So there is a very important thing in our lives, and that is that we must know God.
主啊，你是谁？
And we must ask God, who are you?
这样我们就会以他为至宝。
Then we will treat him as a treasure.
第二个问题。
The second question.
保罗问说，主啊，你要我做什么？
Paul asked God, what shall I do for you?
这是我们人生活的一个方向问题。
And this is the direction in our lives.
到底神要我们为他做什么？
What does God want us to do for him?
我们来看我们信主以后我们地位的改变。
And let us look at the change in our status once we come to know God.
请看哥林多前书的第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
19节跟20节。
Verse 19 and 20. Verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore honor God with your body.
这个地方说我们不是自己的人。
Here it says that we are not our own.
那我们到底是不是自己？到底我们属谁？
If we are not our own, then who do we belong to?
20节。
Verse 20,
你们是重价买来的。
We were bought at a price.
我们仔细看就是我们是重价买来的。
So if you look very closely, we were bought at a price.
所以这个重价就是代表一个主权的改变。
And so this price represents a change
ownership.
In ownership.
比方说我们到一个店里面如果你没有付钱把东西拿走那我们就是小偷。
So for example, when you go in a store and you take something without paying for it, then you just stole it.
但是如果你付了钱,
But if you paid for it,
这个东西就是你的。
This thing belongs to you now.
因为你已经付出了一个代价。
Because you have paid a price.
在我们还没有信主以前,
So before we come to know God,
圣经说我们是属魔鬼的, 属世界的。
The Bible says that we belong to Satan, we belong to the world.
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sin.
那主耶稣用他的宝血就是重价，他的生命把我们从魔鬼赎出来。
But God paid the price through His blood, through His life.
所以从今以后，我们不是属自己。
So from today onwards, we are not our own.
我们的主人就是重价付出重价的那一位主耶稣。
Our master is the one who paid the price.
所以我们常常需要在我们的主人面前问主啊，你要我为你做什么？
So we must often ask before our master, what shall I do for you?
那到底神要保罗做什么？
And so what did God want Paul to do?
我们来看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
二十六章的十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以神要保罗做的就是要做传福音的工作。
So what God wanted Paul to do was to preach the gospel.
所以他叫做外邦人的使徒。
And so he is the apostle of the Gentiles.
那借着福音让人眼睛得开。
And through the gospel, he allow people to open their eyes.
也就是能够看到肉眼所没有看到的。
And that is to see what they could not see before.
那个就是灵界。
And that is the spiritual world.
借着福音我们才能够对灵界有认识。
And only through the gospel can we have this understanding of the spiritual realm.
看得见的是暂时的。
What we can see is temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
But what we cannot see is everlasting.
看不见就是我们的灵魂。
And what we cannot see is our soul.
看不见就是神。
And what we cannot see is God.
看不见就是天国。
And we cannot see heaven.
看不见就是天国的赏赐。
We cannot see our reward in heaven.
这个是永远的。
And this is eternal.
所以福音能够让我们看到肉眼所看不见的世界。
So the gospel allows us to see what we cannot see with our naked eye.
使我们能够去追求更有价值的。
So that we can pursue what is more valuable.
所以保罗一生就是为着这样在努力。
So Paul put his whole life in this direction.
今天我们需要在神面前认识神要我们做什么。
So before God today, we must know what he wants us to do.
让我们努力来做神对我们的托付。
So we can put in our effort to do what God has entrusted to us.
1995年我在中国大陆遇到一个信徒。
In 1995, I met a believer in China.
他在南京的金陵神学院读书。
And he studied at a university in the south.
Theological seminar, 南京的金陵神学院。
So he studied at a theological seminar.
Seminary, 在南京啊。
南京
对，后来他在这个读神学院的过程跟我们教会接触了得圣灵，后来他在我们教会洗礼。
And so while he was studying there, he came in contact with our church and he received the Holy Spirit.
后来他受洗。
And he was baptized.
那以后他就回到他的故乡去传福音。
And later on, he went back to his own town to preach the gospel.
95年我访问他故乡的时候，那个时候大概有几十个人来信主。
So in 1995, when I went to his hometown, there were about 10-some people who came to believe.
经过15年。
And after 15 years.
最近我听说，在他住的那一省里面，有差不多10,000人来信主。
That, After 15 years, recently, the people in his whole region, they're about...
Province.
In his whole province.
差不多10,000人 ,10,000.
There are about 10,000 people who came to believe.
就是因为这个姐妹开始传福音。
And it was because this sister began to preach.
所以一个人得到福音，因为对神的使命有认识，去传福音，他的影响竟然是这么大。
And so a person can have such a great influence if they come to believe and they know the commission that God has given them.
并且今天我们常常需要认识神要我们做什么。
So today we need to come to understand what it is that God wants us to do.
像保罗说，主啊，你要我为你做什么？
Like Paul said, what shall I do for you, Lord?
然后我们能够明白照着神要我们做的去活，我们的生命会变成非常有价值。
And if we are able to understand and live according to what God wants us to do, then our lives will become very meaningful.
彼得本来是一个渔夫。
And Peter was a fisherman.
如果他一直渔夫做到他退休死了。
If he was a fisherman till he retired and died.
今天有谁认识彼得？
Then who would know Peter today?
但是当主耶稣呼召他。
But when Jesus called him.
你来跟从我。
Come follow me.
我要叫你得人如得鱼。
I will make you fishers of men.
彼得就撇下了两船的鱼。
Peter put aside his boats of fish.
就开始跟从耶稣。
And he started to follow Jesus.
在五旬节一天的证道，3,000个人受洗。
And in his one day of preaching during the Pentecost, 3,000 were baptized.
一个人的灵魂超过全世界。
And one person's soul surpasses the whole world.
所以我们想，彼得认识耶稣以后，他的人生是何等的有价值。
So we see how valuable the life of Peter became after he came to know God.
1979年我们教会传到非洲。
In 1979, the gospel was preached to Africa.
现在非洲有13个国家有我们的教会。
And today in Africa, there are 13 countries that have a church there.
79年到非洲传道相当辛苦。
In 1979, it was very difficult for us to preach in Africa.
但是因为很多人对这件事情有这个负担，有使命，就投进去了。
But because a lot of people had this commission, they were able to devote themselves into this work.
当初每一次去大概2-3个月。
And every time they went, they would spend 2-3 months there.
与他们生活在一起，教导他们福音。
And they lived with them and they taught them the word.
就因为这个样子，福音就开始传开。
And because of this, the gospel spread.
所以我们每一个人在神面前需要常常问，主啊，你要我为你做什么？
So today, in front of God, we must all ask, what shall I do for you, Lord?
因为我们是主耶稣重价买来的。
Because we were bought at a price by God.
他要在我们身上荣耀他。
And through our lives, we must glorify him.
我们过一个服侍神、传福音的生活，就是要荣耀他。
And we live a life of servitude in preaching the gospel so that we can glorify him.
所以人生有很多问题。
So there are many questions in our life.
但是有两个问题非常重要。
But there are two very important questions.
第一个,
the first,
主啊, 你是谁?
Who Who are you, Lord?
对主耶稣有更深刻的认识。
And this is to develop a deeper understanding of God.
第二个。
The second.
主啊，你要我为你做什么？
Lord, what shall I do for you?
让我们来改变人生的方向跟目标。
And this is to change our direction and our goal in life.
以主耶稣做我们生活的目标。
And to have God as the center and goal in our life.
那有一天我们要离开世界。
So that one day when we depart from this world,
我们就可以跟保罗一样。
We can be like Paul.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
We can have a crown of righteousness awaiting us.
不但有永生。
Not only will we have eternal life,
而且有天国的赏赐。
But we will have this heavenly reward.
因为我们要面对那位造我们的主。
Because we will face the Lord who created us.
我们要向他交账。
And we must give over what he has entrusted to us.
来从他领到我们的赏赐。
And we must receive our reward from him.
所以每一个人都要面对神。
And so all of us, we will face God.
每一个人都要交账。
And all of us will have to hand over what he has entrusted to us.
所以我们要问主啊，你要我做什么？
Therefore, we should ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
使我们的人生能够在神面前很坦然的交账。
And so that we can hand over our lives to God.
从他得赏赐。
And from him we can receive our reward.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
417首。
417。
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. To the winning, I still will follow.I carry till I see Jesus. My cross I carry till I see Jesus. My cross I carry till I see Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
请坐。
Please be seated.
这一首赞美是说我已经决定要跟从耶稣。
This hymn says that I have decided to follow Jesus.
人生最重要的决定就是跟从耶稣。
The largest decision in our lives is to make the decision to follow Jesus.
跟着主的脚中走。
To follow in his footsteps.
主耶稣在世界上到最后就回到天国去了。
And Jesus, he came to this earth and in the end he returned to heaven.
回到天国见他的天上的神。
And he went back to heaven to meet his heavenly father.
我们今天跟着主耶稣，将来我们要回到天国去。
Today, if we follow Jesus, then eventually we will go back to heaven.
那就是我们人生最后最大的盼望。
And that is the greatest hope in our life.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we will kneel down and pray together.
在我们信仰生活当中，我们常常觉得软弱。
In our spiritual life, there are many times when we feel weak.
因为我们人带有肉体，都是有软弱的。
Because we are of our flesh, we all have weaknesses.
主耶稣应许他要给我们力量。
But God has promised that He will give us strength.
就是借着圣灵要加添我们力量。
And through the Holy Spirit, He will give us strength.
所以五旬节他们都得到圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So during Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
结果他们就改变了。
And they changed.
生活改变。
They changed in their lives.
恩典改变。
And they changed in grace.
传福音的工作改变。
And the work of preaching the gospel also changed.
因为他们从圣灵得到能力。
Because from the Holy Spirit they receive power.
所以我们需要祷告，求主借着圣灵加添我们力量。
And so we need to pray to God that through the Holy Spirit we may be strengthened.
我们能够每天改变,
so that we can change daily.
越来越新,
and become renewed daily.
越来越好,
that we can become better each day.
越来越有力量,
that we can have more strength
each day. 让我们现在一起来祷告,
let us kneel down and pray together.
求主圣灵浇灌充满我们,
that the Holy Spirit can fill us.
一起来祈祷,
let us kneel down and pray together.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.